people are feeling extremely low. I'm worried about people's mental health, especially older people, older couples, older people on their own. My own parents, for example. I know I have an elderly person close by who even burnt her hair on candles. She has no communication. A lot of people won't leave their homes or can't leave their homes because they're farmers or because they have pets. Our own situation, we've had, as I said, no electricity now for 11 days. We've done exactly what the government told us. We went green. Our house is air to water. We fully rely on electricity. So at the moment, we have nothing. We have a daughter with additional needs who has a really poor immune system. So she cannot be in the cold. So we have moved into a hotel into the Clayton and Sligo because I have my own business, loss assessment, and I have to be within internet. At the moment, we don't even have phone coverage at the house. We are commuting from the Clayton and Sligo to Ballardrine to the kids in school and to Gertsheen. But unfortunately, we've no choice.
Such an upheaval for you and your family, and particularly your daughter with additional needs. How is she feeling with that change of having to stay in a hotel for such a long period of time?
Well, at the moment, she thinks it's great fun. She's on a holiday. But as you can imagine, it's a bit claustrophobic in a hotel room, and especially for a little girl that needs her own space. She doesn't quite understand why we have no electricity, but I'm speaking for, like, thank God we're in a position that we could move into a hotel, but there are a lot of people that aren't in that position, that doesn't have the money to pay up front and then claim back with receipts. I know of other people who have family members, for example, with autism. They're afraid of the dark. They keep asking, why is there no lights, no electricity? It's just the lack of communication. We're not being updated. We're not kept in the loop as to what's happening.
And what kind of services have been provided locally in Gertsheen for people like yourself and so many others who are being impacted by this now for 11 days?
Unfortunately, in Gertsheen itself, we have had no services. Like, the Coleman Centre did offer tea and coffee, charger phones, but a lot of people have no phone network, no internet, so they don't know about the things that's available. I have to give a huge shout out to Patrick Ward in Ballymote and the surrounding restaurants that have done so much for the area. And I know people from Gertsheen has travelled to Ballymote, and if it's only for the chat, it is lifting people's spirits. But why have we nothing in Gertsheen? Why have we to travel? A lot of people don't have transport, can't get there. I just feel that maybe the Sligo County Council should be making sure that these people are being looked after. Simple things. We're not looking for a huge expense or anything like that. A radio with batteries to be given to the elderly, vulnerable people, a torch, a blanket, maybe a flask that somebody that has water can drive to them on a daily basis, fill their flask with hot water. It's just simple things we're looking for.
You mentioned that you had family members, elderly family members, continuing to go without power. How are they coping at this point, 11 days on?
I have noticed the morale is so low. People are just feeling really, really low at the moment. And look, don't get me wrong, I know there's so many worse things in the world, and we're not disputing that. And we're not disputing how hard the ESB workers are working and how hard the lads cutting the trees are also working. Give a huge shout out to them. But this is about our sixth time in the Gertsheen area being left without power for days on end. We're the first to go, we're the last to be reconnected. Why has a plan not been put in place since the storm that happened the 21st of January 2024? There should have been a plan put in place then. Maybe there should be grants available for people to get generators. It's not easy for everyone to just pack up and go into a hotel. They have pets, they have farms. They just don't want to leave their own home.
Ultimately then, lessons really do need to be learned once and for all.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have to, at this stage, we would like to hear what plan is going to be in place going forward to help the vulnerable people, for everyone that's without electricity. at this stage, we all need to get on with our lives.
Yeah, from your own perspective, Martina, I'm sure you're just dying to get home and get back to normal. How are you feeling?
Look, thank God, as I said, we are in a hotel, so we're not too bad. But it's down to we have a little dog, and my little girl needs to see her, and so we're in and out on a daily basis. But it's just what I'm trying to do here today is lift our community to come together to try and support the vulnerable people. Just let them know you're there. For our local councillors, politicians, to just reach out and tell us what's happening. Chat to the people. That's all we're looking for.
And from your own business point of view, Martina, you have initiated some sort of help for the local community.
I've offered to sponsor teas and coffees for anybody that is still without power, just to let them know that we're thinking of them, that just some kind of gesture. And I'm here hoping that other businesses in the area will reach out. If it's only something small, if it's only to call and see people, that our community come together and just work together and get community spirit back again and lift people. Because January, as an ordinary January, is very tough. It's a month after Christmas. People are usually, it's one of the worst months. But to go 11 days and possibly looking at 15, 16 days without electricity, it's very tough.